Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Right now, let's get down to business.
Heartbreak.
I'm not done yet.
You are done. Get out of here.
Drama.
Drama this soon is a little bit crazy.
Love.
You just don't know when it's going to happen.
It's the Kelly Ford in the Morning Bachelorette Report.
Wow. Just wow. That's all I can really say about last night's Bachelorette. It was traumatizing from the get-go when the guy full-on chewed her out for her being classless, the show being classless, really, to the rose to Dale and her sneaking off. I mean, it was a lot, especially for my girl Sabrina from Queens. Breathe through it. There you go. You got this.
I want to start with Yosef. I have never seen such a poor display of a man speaking to a woman on live television in my entire life. Do I agree with what he was saying? In some aspects,
yes. I thought he was full on psychotic.
The only thing,
he said he felt so humiliated, and that really was because he humiliated himself by being on that show.
It's the only thing that I was going to mildly agree with was the fact that the date was like...
That doesn't matter.
But his
matter.
The way...
He's
his
on
delivery,
the show. Yep. Full on psycho. Move on.
I really do feel bad for this group of guys because I feel like Claire and Dale are kind of like a seventh grade couple, like talking about other people behind a locker at school.
So true. But, you know, I really do like all the dudes that are left, though.
Wish we got to know their names. Like, I don't even know who they are.
Oh, Bennett. Well, you know Bennett's name.
Oh, I'm a sucker for Bennett. Like, I hope Bennett goes home and can date me after this. Like, I love him.
I mean, you could potentially. He's the Richie Rich Wealth Fund manager from the city. Like, perfect. But ended up, like, being the standout in the roast. Just destroyed Dale. Claire's main love interest.
That moment when she quizzed all the guys, I thought...
Her behavior was a little bunny in the pot crazy.
It literally was seventh grade girl behavior, like trying to figure out what the boys are talking about. Like, oh my God, is he talking about me? Like, does Dale want to date me? Like, yeah, girl, we get it. Everyone in the house gets it. You and Dale want to date. Let's talk about something else and at least try and give these guys a chance. And if you don't want to do it, that's fine. Like, you can't force yourself to feel a certain way.
By the way, whenever people say it's jealousy, it's never jealousy.
No.
It's never. It's just the default easy thing to say. So for them to say, oh, Bennett went off on Dale because he's jealous, that please. All that being said, what a really wildly entertaining, interesting, a great episode. Disgusting, but a fantastic episode. And I'll be watching again next week.
I think this was Claire's last dance, and it was solidified with the Tayshia coming out of the water. Here we go. Next week, the queen is stepping in to save the day, and I could not be more thrilled.
Breathe through it. Breathe. All right. You get a paper
bag. Super
chill. I feel like you need a paper bag. You got to make it through next week.
I'm schwitzing. I can't breathe.
Kelly Ford. Kelly Ford in the morning.